adventures in pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to Adventures in Pathfinding.
Ready?
Okay.
Hey, everybody. Adventures in Pathfinding. What happened last time, guys? I'm a little foggy.
Liberation Day.
I made some money.
We wrapped up Liberation Day. We start somewhat discussing information I learned, and we're gonna go dig up some tree or something. Mm-hmm.
Did somebody fly into the inn with a penis on their face? I seem to remember that happening.
Somebody's a bit hungover.
I drank a lot. I think I won something.
You win something. I remember that.
We helped those kids.
Yes, you.
We got new workers.
You creepily helped those kids. I remember that now.
It's slave kids. Labor.
Your come on, now. Children, come to my inn.
I didn't. It was not creepy.
We have candy.
It was an
uncreepy
way.
It was not creepy.
We have candy and food, warm beds.
It's not creepy. I hugged the kids all night. Not creepy at all. I loved them. I loved them only like a bar good. What? What?
No way. It was not yep, so, weird pipe or shit. Yeah. Just,
what's ability modified for a 19?
Four.
Four. What's it for a 15?
Three.
Two.
Two. Because it's 16, it goes to three. That's right. Yeah.
I had any fresh stats on there.
Oh, I bet.
Why don't you use a program?
What's with cheating? Making it sound.
I don't have any bonus to my strength, do I?
Is your strength a 10?
Strength?
Or 11?
Well, I have a 15, but for some reason my modifier right now is a 3. Anyway, this is very exciting and interesting.
Yeah.
It's called Fixing David, first character.
And I get a +2 to my dex for.
Who was drunk?
That belt of dexterity found.
Yeah, so that would bump my dex up to 20.
He likes yes. housekeeping for the character.
20 is a plus talk. 5.
20 yep. plus 5
is plus 5. Heck yeah.
I'm speedy.
Well, my strength was up 1, but my dex is down 1, so I think it's even though.
Maybe.
So
now you're plus to hit. Will be
all right, so let's do a quick intro, because someone's listening for the first time, or
it
ever.
Is. So we see how scroll
the
menu
company
works.
Cleric. My left here.
I'm Tabit. Good kind.
He's good and kind.
I'm not that kind. It's kind of a joke.
Next to him, we got the troubadour of the group.
Yep. Lance playing Kenovian Goldleaf. Bard.
Saxophone.
Yes.
Saxophone.
Sounds so dirty. And then our audio wizard.
That's both of these.
Who's also a ranger.
Another question. The +2 to dex, is that to my actual dex or just to the modifiers?
It's
to your dex.
Total score.
So if you have like an 18 dex, why don't you write it real small, like 18/20?
I had wrong things written on this thing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
How many things were alive still that you didn't actually kill?
I don't think that's happened because he got that dex thing at like toward the very end.
Yeah, it was like one of the last things he got.
So it didn't affect him much. And didn't really help that much because he almost died.
Yeah.
And that's David, everybody, working on David. David on David.
Ooh, that's a new, that's a David on David action.
David. It's a me time. It's like a Chinese finger trap.
Oh, God.
And our company rules baron.
I am Minto, the fresh maker. Or Ryan.
Or Ryan. We go with Minto because we like the song.
Will is wisdom, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
I can save against that stuff? Alright, so we'll just start off right where you guys left off. He just got back in. Minto was going over some notes he had. I believe David and his pet badger Shivers were going around paying people. That did a fine job
right.
last night. He did not like Makoa the barkeep's attitude.
Did I get mad at him?
I don't know, check your charity sheet.
It's all wrong. Yeah, he was being a dick. I kill him.
Okay. Roll the die.
No, yeah. No, I gave him, yeah, because I gave money to Ma to go buy stuff, but everything was closed.
Yeah.
But she still has it.
Yeah.
Yes. That's what you think.
You're like 20 gold.
Yeah,
this guy's
now the richest goblin.
She'll probably still find something.
I'm She's the richest resourceful. Goblin in the world.
I'm sure that whatever rat we get will taste delicious. Roadkill. Whatever roadkill we get will be delicious.
Yum.
It might be giant rats. It's like a small pig.
It's good news, man. Up there. Dad's going to start memorizing count your food and water.
He doesn't care, he's got a ring of sustenance.
So, when you have a ring of sustenance, do you, like, just suck on the ring and then say
No.
Like,
getting awful like, thirsty.
That's like a ring pop.
I just keep my finger. That's it.
It's like cheese that sprays out, like spray cheese. You just...
That's
and it shoots
so gross.
Food in your mouth.
Really? That's not what I imagined at all.
It looks like that now.
I imagined a little areola on a ring, and then I just put it to my mouth.
So it's like a nipple on your
yeah.
finger?
It's like a nipple instead.
That's what I thought.
No, that's less creepy.
Well,
yeah,
that's terrible.
No, it's way creepier.
Well, see ya, 2 to 3 people that listen.
Oh, I think
that's
comedy gold right there. That's the comedy gold we just came up with.
The Bukkake conversation and all the other ones.
That's what brought us.
That was educational.
This is the one. Butt
cake.
I would argue
historical.
Butt cake.
All right, so I will open it up
butter
for
cake.
You guys.
Butter cake. That's what it was. Gooey butter cake.
So, when you're using a sword, is your strength plus your base attack?
Oh, God.
Yes.
Are we just this whole episode is going to be a recap
like,
of basic
yeah,
rules for David?
I'm making sure because this stuff is so wrong. The plus one aberrational sword, it's a plus one to hit though, right? With it,
plus one,
plus,
yes, plus one damage.
Yeah, but it's plus two, or plus three to hit against aberration.
Yeah,
plus
okay.
three damage.
But it's plus one
plus
towards
three
it.
Six.
Yeah, plus three.
I'm sorry, Lance. I'm trying to play by the rules.
He didn't know how to do that before.
No.
Do I need to review your sheets?
He's DM now, so now he's got to take things serial.
You can.
Super
I think mine are pretty accurate for yours.
What about Rand Winter? I bet that's all I'm talking.
Well, I get a plus +7 to everything from that hat. Right?
I wonder your sheet. Just do whatever you feel like.
Yeah. That hat's magic.
Don't make it too high.
The one thing I've read mentioned to the group last week was... I also discovered the Wolverines were up in the mountains recruiting giants.
Oh,
well, that's right.
You did actual stuff. And,
I know.
Moved
that's
the
actually what I put
story along.
Because that sounds like a big problem.
I'll
go ahead and help myself.
If you saw the amount of beer I drank and kept down.
I thought the last episode ended, we were actually leaving with like shovel and shit. You know,
yeah, we just walked out of the hut.
Shovels to go. What were you going to find?
We're going to go look at some tree that I chopped down that's apparently has magical properties.
It's important to me. It's important to us.
It's
yeah,
just,
like you're
it's
the one
just
that had
the major symbol
that.
of Tabitha's God. Right. You just chopped it down and took a little piece of it.
No worry,
make it
I don't
out.
Remember.
What's so wrong about that?
I don't remember you doing it, so I'm not mad at you.
I'll give you the piece of wood. All right.
Is this magic wood?
The tree. There's something to need that we need to go dig up.
All right, let's go. I thought that's what we were doing.
Is it magic wood for magic?
We need to leave in like an hour.
Yeah, because right. No, we were already out the door last time we stopped.
I had to stop for a moment. I'm gonna commune. I'm gonna commune with
Roe V. Wade.
Yeah, I'm gonna resend that.
Roe.
Oh, now we just lost our female.
Well, Roe is the one for a little retcon, and everybody else is out. Roe is the one that gave. Well, Makoa, David, Kenny, and Tabitha, their mythic powers.
Oh, yeah, Makoa's
that was
mythic.
A, yeah, he's a mythic bartender.
Yeah, mythic bartender.
He's awful at it.
Foster parent.
He made it. His Banacle was not that bad.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Banacle?
There's no way I have a plus 12
what?
To hit.
What? His Banacle Bull cocktail.
Oh,
Bane.
Well, what level are you passing?
Banacle.
Oh, it's a plus 11. Not
Banacle
a plus
12. Of.
Bees.
Yeah.
Well, I was looking at my. I was doing my bow.
Mm. But yeah, guys, I just need an hour by myself.
Okay. I'm gonna change pants. You're pretty much soaked from waist down.
While he's doing that, can I go visit my buddy?
Yeah.
You also got Jake on your
phone. Of course, the door on the shop is closed.
We could
have
let that one sit there for a while.
Except if you're interested, the car does not stay closed.
You,
oh, yeah.
Some of that
it says mood.
Picard?
Picard.
That's weird, Matt.
Because I can create water on myself.
Where do you move? Where does it say where you moved?
It does give an address, but it doesn't ring a bell.
I don't
use
digitation. Okay. I don't either.
Can it's still in town.
Did
it
take off my face?
Yeah, because he was at the party. He was all drunk.
He sure was. He had a little sippy thing in his mask.
That's boring and normal. But okay.
Well, since we got an hour, I'll give everybody something to do real quick, and then I will kick you out and have a little one-on-one time with
I'll go to a room that's not being used, which is all of them, because I know where we're at. And
I'm just going to have breakfast, or what? This is the next day,
Have you already had
breakfast?
Everyone's already ate. Everybody was getting ready to leave, and Dad was like, whoa.
I went and told the kids to like help out. And well, I'll take. We should take this time to be like mom and dad with the kids. Maybe learn some information about them.
Okay, I'm kind of drunk.
I did my chore. Well, I'll go talk to the kids. I'm not drunk.
Maybe the half orc still.
You woke up
to your child. I don't think you're a pedophile yet.
That's true.
That's true. You are really young.
Me? I'm only 15. I'm almost their age.
You're like the main character in an anime.
Yeah, you go.
Whatever you use your mystic powers, your hair turns yellow and stands on end.
I'm bald.
I haven't been a kid for a long time. You can go do it. I'm going to go I'm just sitting at the bar. I'm going to hang out with Makoa. All
right, well, I'm just going to go around. I'll go opposite order and start with Minto.
Okay. I'm just kind of going over my stuff. The only thing I'm thinking is eventually I need to find that bookseller.
Yes, you do. Dimitri?
Do you have a book?
Neat.
When the bookseller's open?
There is a bookseller now.
It's Tan's brother.
If you do recall, last time we found out that a bunch of people have moved into town.
I do remember that. I was listening to that today.
I don't remember any of that.
Yeah, you are still pretty hungover.
Well, I'm upstairs now. I'm sorry.
By himself.
Right. Wasn't it like his god's avatar?
It's
a good hand for some dead things, I guess.
Really want to know. Yep. Alright, well, Ryan is going to go over his notes then for this hour. So he gets up and they get ready to leave and then he sits back down.
Yep, we're going to do this real time, people.
Yep.
Let's go!
Wait, I got to go upstairs then, technically, and come back down.
Alright, we'll go to David
and
Shivers.
Me and Shivers will go up and talk to the kids.
Okay.
Try to get some information from them. Since it's been after the long night, they help them. Be like, so tell me about, your parents and how you guys came to be destitute, alone, on the street, crying.
Like death away.
Kenny is still sitting at the bar, but he has this twinge like, maybe I shouldn't have sent David by himself to go talk to those children. We'll let it go this time.
Maybe he's on a list.
What possibly could go wrong?
I don't understand. He keeps doing all the stupid shit, but he knows all these fucking words.
And all these different languages.
I don't get it. Mind-boggling.
They will say that their parents were sorcerers, which you kind of got from Kenny last time. He got like a quick rundown of it before one kid started bawling. And they were sorcerers that worked in a small settlement a little south of the Kemet Tunnel, which you remember is a tunnel that you cleared out. And
so,
they were just south of that.
On what side? Because I'm from the...
On the Mortenburg side.
Okay. Would I have heard of the town since I'm from the general area?
Probably not.
What's that small?
It's a relatively new thing. They said it was more of like a new research thing that popped up after the tunnels opened up. Because time-wise, that tunnel opened up about 6 months ago now. So it's been a while since that happened.
What? How'd you guys get here then after your parents died?
We just followed the road. Some folks, we just kind of hid. We do have some of our parents' magical inherited powers, I guess.
Oh, you guys can do magic?
Just little things, just little prestidigitations.
Can you show me a trick?
Sure. The girl will just wave her hand, a little light show will pop up. It's like three lights.
A clap.
Yay! If you smile a little bit. The boy will do something that makes like he's juggling stuff, but without his hands.
Ooh, wow, you guys are pretty talented. Did your parents teach you all that?
Well, they kind of taught us how to unlock it, but we...
You haven't really learned much?
Yeah, they said they were the boy starts crying.
Oh, I'll give him a hug. Like, it's okay, I'm sorry.
He cries onto your shoulder.
Okay. I'll like that. I'm like, it's okay.
And the girl seems...
Man, I can't listen to that quiz.
Mecca.
No, I don't. What's the girl doing?
The girl is looking really solemn. It's like she's the tough one of the two, it looks like.
Yeah. I'm like, it's okay, guys. I'm sorry. We don't need to talk about this now. I'm just, is there anything we can do to help? Like, do you have family anywhere?
They said the only family we know live in the Jade Tower, and that was my mom's brother, and we haven't heard from him. Years.
Would I know anything about the Jade Tower?
Make, what kind of knowledge has he got?
Nature.
Mm-hmm. He's got +7 to him. So
Dungeoneering, geography, nature.
I think geography would probably be ideal for this.
10.
Just basic stuff. You know that the Jade Tower is about a week and a half away from this town. A little north-ish, and it sits right on the edge of the Jade Desolation, and it was first made to study it.
Somebody's told us about this, but I don't know if it was a Dark Knight campaign.
Yes, it was a Dark Knight campaign, because okay. There was a character from the Jade Tower in this That's town.
Right. Okay, so I don't know. So I'm like, yeah, I'm like, well, you know what, We'll try to see if we can get some information, and then with the remaining time I have, I want to write a letter to the Jade Tower. I'll get the name of whoever they're related to, and okay. Write a letter and drop it off at the local post if they're open. If not, I'll give it to Mom. Like, hey, tomorrow when you go out and buy your stuff, can you drop this in the post for me?
I kind of going goblin.
I'll do it in orc.
Okay. She doesn't look at me.
Okay, I'll,
like, huh?
Okay, I'll try Necrol.
What?
Infernal?
Huh?
Aquan.
Watch your mouth, son.
What?
Aklo.
She just stared at you with like a weird look, but like her eyes are like one's really big and one's real small.
Draconic? Alright, goblin. I'll say you goblin.
Your eye starts twitching, you think her head might explode.
I know I'm not there, but I told you.
I'll send it a goblin and give her the letter. Because the post is...
She's, oh, okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, they should be open tomorrow. Everything's usually closed the day after Liberation.
And what's the name of their parents? Or their aunt or whatever?
Their uncle. Name is...
I hope he's a monk. Then he'll be a monkle.
Deacon.
Uncle Deacon?
Yep.
Oh, Uncle Deacon.
What is this?
It's Barry.
He's a bear.
In Dustin's game, my character is a bear.
No.
That's not fucked up. We couldn't find a decent bear man.
And we found a song that says, I love bears. All right, that'll be David and the kids. Get a long hour. Kenny, still drunk, hungover, kind of laying on the thing.
Yeah.
All right, that's what you're going to do for an hour. All right, I need everybody to go upstairs except for Tabit.
Oh.
Yeah.
That guy.
This guy. That guy.
I had to say to take pictures.
You can listen to it.
Yeah. No.
And I do. I know everything.
Cheater.
I haven't brought up anything of it.
I am the meta master.
Mine also is not.
So you're sitting in your room.
Somebody's room.
Somebody's room. The only place you can really find that's secluded, and you kind of lock the door because you have a feeling that the ranger and the badger are probably trying to break in.
We're awful.
I don't know why I ever chip money into this place.
And as you're thinking that, and your mind starts to clear, and you start your commune, the room kind of melts back. It turns really bright violet. You see a form appear, like in front of you, kind of outlined, just very blue, glowy, Star Wars-y-ish looking.
I like it.
And you see a humanoid come out, wings stretch out real wide, and then kind of form into like a white, at first you think it's like a naga and a lizard person-ish, but then you remember that Ro is actually a something called a draconal, which is like a dragon person, is the best way you remember it. And she's still white-scaled. And she kind of bows her horn-crowned head at you and goes, "Ah, Tabit, the Violet Messiah. What questions do you have?"
I like that title. Good morning, Ro. It's good to see you again.
Did you know I'm only 2 miles away from you in the temple?
Yeah, but I'm of course. Oh, I can't fly now. Anyway.
We all seen you.
Yeah. I'm gonna be honest, that was awesome. Anyway.
There was much rejoicing in the realm of chaos.
Good. Always glad to help. Get everyone through their days.
Bring the word.
That's right. I called you here to ask you a few questions. I think I'm on your court on the bad side, so I don't really want to bother him again.
He is quite upset with you.
Yeah. Well,
but you're still alive, so
there's
something.
Yeah. I mean, it's better than that Abadar guy.
Yes, he would probably just weigh the consequences and it's making my eyes go across just thinking.
Just lose money.
Yes.
Whatever. I had some questions about what I'm going to find this treaty. Now, I'm sure as you know, the reason you was mad at me in the first place, but I didn't know if you knew what was underneath there. And then secondly, I was curious about where we might find the nearest of the seven. I know you told me
the seven terrors.
Seven terrors, yeah. Where might I find the nearest one?
The nearest one is actually, well, the easiest one for you to find would probably be Bile Talon, the south. And that's going to be a week away from where you are. There is a one that's relatively close to you. It's only about 3 days, but it is in the lake, or not lake, but the ocean to the north of the, what do they call that plain? The plains to the north of you, north of us right now, far, far north of where the temple is.
Yeah, I don't think I've never
been there. Yeah, none of you guys have never adventured that far north. That would, I don't believe you are equipped. That would be a fight that would be primarily underwater, if I understand this terror correctly.
I have some spells, but I don't think the rest of the group does.
No. There is also another terror in the force to the right, what, west? East?
Right, yeah, east.
To the east of you in the Phantom Forest. That creature is also difficult to find. It is more of a silent hunter type thing. It would be very difficult for your group, especially seeing how that forest is called the Phantom Forest for a reason, and that terror utilizes it to its full advantage.
It sounds like
entirely possible for your group to find him, but more likely he will find you, and I have a good inclination that it would not end well.
Yeah, I mean, I take it for you.
Thank you.
Okay, it sounds like Talon will be our first one after we, after we get through this tree. But yeah, speaking of the tree, what is down there? Do you know? I mean, I'm going regardless. That was a pull to go.
exactly were you planning on doing down there? For the start off, you would probably know the, the basics of the area. You've already learned those.
Yeah.
And how this town is basically one of many towns built upon itself, upon itself, upon itself. What were you planning on doing once you got there, I guess?
Well, I was originally told to start that as a temple. I guess the tree was entitled to that. Tree's gone,
mm-hmm.
or at least gone enough that Bukoil was mad. I don't think he wants me to start the temple there any longer, though he does want me to, told me to dig underneath it, and he said I'd find something important, or something, well, at least something important.
You see her kind of lift her snout up, and she kind of like puts it to the side, like she's listening to something. And she kind of nods her head, and she's like, I believe you're taking his words too literally. He said, look under the tree. I believe digging is too literal of a term. And I believe your path lies down one of the other paths in that area.
Okay. Alright, that helps. Thank you. I guess I'll let you get back to your duties. I do have one more question, though. And he mentioned that one of our members has been tainted. And I didn't know if you had any information on that.
I believe, if I know who you're talking of, and I believe his word of tainted is more of one of his siblings has touched one of your group. So he is not under Hugh's favor, he's under one of the other three siblings.
Do Hugh and his siblings fight? I mean, I'm sure I could roll a religion check probably. So.
She says they fight constantly, but they also love constantly.
So do you think I need to be... Do I need to be wary of...
I would keep my eyes open, but I don't foresee anything drastic happening. I can tell you now that it's not... his brother Quetzalcoatl, because you would notice right away, since everything Quetz touches turns metallic.
Okay. It's like a crappy Midas.
Well...
Who doesn't exist in this world?
Yes.
Anyway.
Something like that.
And
again,
well,
I think you're taking it too literally.
Thank you for your time, Ro. I'm sure you're extremely busy. I will return to my plane or wherever we're at and get back to work.
She nods and says, as I leave, I will let you in. I have sent a boon to you guys. It won't arrive for a couple days, but...
Did you use FedEx?
I used Avion X.
Oh.
It is a very promising student that was at this temple that we have since renovated since you guys cleared it out with those crystals. He will be a great help to you, your group, but he will also not be like a permanent member. He will be someone that just sort of, when his path aligns, he will join you. Other times he will tread his own path.
Okay. Well, I'll be sure to welcome him. And thanks again.
Okay. And she'll kind of nod her head and she'll fade out and go back to the temple.
All right.
All right. I'll look at everybody else. All by myself.
I don't know.
Supposed to be singing Hugh.
Yeah, close,
huh?
Dustin, you have beer?
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
lazy.
Okay.
That's why I bring mine down with me.
Wait, we ordered something good to go?
Yes, we did.
Does that still exist?
As far as I know.
Yeah, it does. I've never used it, though.
I used it once, but
it was not good to go. It
was like 2 hours.
It was good to go, but it came and showed up bad. Did it really take long?
The food was like fresh and hot. It's just, I don't know if it was them or the place it was getting it from. Mm.
Talking about Maul?
Thanks, man.
We're talking about Maul.
Maul.
Maul's
You're
dead.
Welcome.
Oh, Maul's not
good. I looked up that thing we were fighting last night.
I did too when we go home. And I was like, cheat, let me see him.
The Curix?
Oh, the rat. Yeah.
Fuck your friend.
You look bad.
Yeah.
Well,
probably
well,
I didn't try to really fight it. You had like 54 hit points from them?
Yeah. Yes.
34.
Very quietly. Well,
he almost did.
Hopefully.
And that is our segment of sessions you'll never hear.
To find her. Unless you live. Unless you're Frankie.
Yeah,
unless you're my girlfriend.
Who fell asleep?
Who fell asleep?
Or your rats.
Yeah, they didn't really hear
him. Alright. Everybody will get be coming out and kind of meeting in the room on the main foyer of your guys' inn. Tabit will be coming down, fresh look on life.
Oh, yeah, guys.
Penis is completely wiped off his face.
Change
of pants.
How you feeling, buddy?
A lot better.
How's your? Did you vomit? Is that what happened? Did you get let out the bad juices?
I don't remember vomiting. I'm sure it happened.
Can I see your prize?
Let's look at it.
Oh, yeah.
You were mumbling about winning something when you came back.
Yeah, if you put something in here, it makes it, it realizes its full potential.
Can I check it out?
No.
I was going to pour Cure Light wounds on there, but.
You know what? I've got plenty of those. Thank you. I'm not going to fill it with Cure Light wounds. I've got those things coming out of my ass.
Okay.
Can I get one of those?
I don't know if you know this, but I can cast that spell at any time.
I have a water potion.
Cool.
So
what's in there?
What's a water potion?
I can breathe underwater.
Water.
It's just water. I call it a potion.
That's what I really thought. It's what I thought. What do we call those water bottles?
Nope, potion.
This is my PBR potion.
Can I get? Do you have some potions? Like Cure Light Wounds? I kind of lost one yesterday.
I have two.
I was enjoying science and science.
Science did not enjoy me.
Well, I have a straitjacket. I'm gonna leave that at the end. I don't need.
You know
that.
What?
Give it to the kids to wear.
How much?
Here you go, guys.
Metagaming here. How much HP do you have?
Everybody should be at full.
I mean,
no, he got hurt.
You're gonna have to expend a meta point, but 44 would be mine.
You know what, buddy? I think you should take one of these cure monger.
No. Hey, that's even better.
I'll take one of those. I'm going to leave the Asperg at the end. No, I've got a magic weapon, so I don't need it. Slippers, I forgot.
I got the scimitar plus one. I don't even remember where I got that.
I have a wolf ring. How many rings can I wear?
Two.
Okay, I have a wolf ring and a swim ring. Which wolf I did not add in.
Alright, well... Let's leave David to
this
the end.
His whole character sheet is a tragedy of errors here.
What? Caltrops.
Absolute embarrassment.
Do you want this magic wood or not?
I don't want your wood, man.
Alright.
There's some magic wood in my pants for you. Do you want
it? I just imagine this conversation as we're actually walking along. I forgot about this ring.
Oh, I forgot about these slippers.
Oh, I'm wearing slippers.
He's like standing on the roof, sideways.
I got these weird slippers, guys.
Remember?
Oh, yeah. Also, I don't...
How did he successfully run it in yesterday? Seriously.
It was a Liberation Day miracle.
So we're only going to make money one day a year.
Yeah. I'm silently kind of walking with Minto here. It's like, I don't know how he speaks as many languages. He knows so many languages, and yet he's dumb in all of them.
It's because so many travelers came to the inn where I grew up that I learned a lot of different languages.
We'll go with that. And it just so happened that I remembered them as I was leveling up in my adventures.
Yes.
guys,
I forgot I knew
this thing may have been too literal.
Hugh Quiddle speaks in like a third grade poem.
So we don't need shovels?
Yeah, well, we probably might. I mean,
I have one. Should I not?
Yeah. No, great.
Okay.
You should bring a shovel?
No, I mean, if you got one, obviously.
You're running lead on this. This is your.
Yeah.
This is your side quest. Come on.
Yeah. We're going to have David do all the digging.
I'm not the strongest, am I?
No. No, you're not.
Well, Shivers can probably burrow like a.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. He like found a Hungamunga.
Probably.
Sure. Yeah, he did. That was awesome.
And the place we're about to go.
Well, let's go then, guys.
We found a Hungamunga in this place.
Yeah. I just had him dig randomly, and he found a Hungamunga.
That was a long time ago.
It's the same place. Right? It's the same place.
Yeah. Okay. Place your head and, yeah.
Maybe that should have been a clue to someone.
there's something underneath the tree, and I don't mean, like, I thought it meant digging, but, like, there's, I guess the city, as you probably know, has been built upon other cities and settlements for as long as anyone could probably remember. There's something underneath there that Hugh Quiddle wants me to get.
Like, back when it was Tinberg before Mortenberg?
Probably. God.
It was Tinberg before Mortenberg.
Okay.
Don't be happy about it, guys. There's no reason to pursue this any longer.
Man. It's my drunk plans just there getting today.
I just hope for our sake no one start trying to rebuild and move into that house.
Let's walk and talk, guys.
Oh, yeah, no,
the more sitting I do today, the more I wanted to sleep right here on this nice comfy bar.
He's yelling at you. Okay. Do this bar performance and talk to you guys.
You're supposed to bring a shovel, not the bar stool.
sleep.
Don't tell me how to dig.
I'll show you.
Those are all of you. Too good to drink with me.
Not that drunk.
I'm not that drunk.
Plus, I wanted to intimidate. I should really intimidate more things.
Alright, are we walking then?
We're walking.
Yeah, we've been walking.
So we're going to the tree, or we're just digging around?
We're going to the site, definitely. I think there's going to be maybe a tunnel or something we can go down.
What do we see while we're walking there?
This is the place where
the
that monster,
shit,
right?
Shit town Mortenberg.
The water monster was there, right? I've got a water potion I can try to swim through that one tunnel.
Water bottle, man. You're thirsty.
What you guys see is kind of a recap from last time. There's probably about five people, like janitorial people, cleaning up all the puke and festivities, quotes, from Liberation Day last night. Most businesses are closed. You do notice, like David noticed earlier that the car's house does not have a close. It says moved on it. If anybody wants to give me like a quick knowledge local check.
I don't have a good knowledge, huh? Nope, that's a one. That's a good old one.
That's a 16.
Yep. Tabit, you recognize that address as the same address that you think you saw on the Crow's Asylum.
Well, shit, you guys. I recognize this address. It was in the asylum.
Yeah. Really? He's moving to the asylum?
Where they have those dragon lectures?
Yep. Yeah.
Did he go crazy?
He heard that there's some good dragon talks there.
Oh, this means we have to travel farther if we want to talk to this man. That's it.
That's a little weird. Who would want to move into this? That guy's weird anyway.
It's a lot of room.
I have a question.
You're ready to tell.
Did I get a bonus to innkeeping?
Yes, that was when we had that break and came back.
Okay, I just want to make sure because I have a +4 to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't cheat there.
I just got a +1 bonus to it?
I'm leaving with a 2.
Oh, so that should be higher.
Do you expect your character to remember every single like little diddly thing he's given you over?
Yes, he's a DM.
If you want, I can actually look it up.
He's nice to him, so I don't remember it. It didn't happen.
Yeah.
That's how I'm doing your items, so if you remember those and like, oh, you lost it, then what to tell you?
You just got to make him super memorable. Like a Saxon axe.
We're a water bottle.
That was funny. I came across that. You've created a bong.
Yeah, I started thinking about, like, how do you get a bong out of it? I mean, a saxophone axe to me is, like, real easy. You just make a saxophone, and then the horn part you make into an axe blade with a hole in it.
Well, we made it like a bagpipe.
A bagpipe?
Yeah.
A bax pipe?
That's more of a bag of my axe than than a saxophone axe.
Listen, guys, I just come up with the ideas. I don't put them to paper or anything. That's a totally different class. Drink and I make of instruments to hit people with. Or smoking out of, I don't hear talking around the roof.
Did we get to that point? Oh, sorry, you're looking that up. Make sure.
You really want to know? Then
no, it's March. I'll take your word that it's a plus two. Or if you want me to take a plus one, I'll take
Yeah, I mean, it was just something fun to do. I think the person I got the most out of it was McCullough. He made that point.
I'll take whatever he got.
Right, you get plus two to your strength.
Yes.
you see that sign and tablet notices, it kind of tells you guys. You guys are kind of like, oh, that's weird type stuff.
What a weird fucking creeper, man. Go back to that place.
No,
I mean, I get it. It's cool, man. He's chaotic. I get it. But still, that's just weird.
No, we can go visit there. Around it.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, is he running? Is it even an asylum anymore? I mean, they got pretty fucked up.
I guess some of the walls are still padded. I don't know.
A giant aberration walked all the way through it. I'm guessing the body's still sitting there. Or
it's probably, yeah, it's probably being remodeled.
They turned to dust when we killed it.
Oh, it did?
We'll stop by sometime.
Yeah, we'll check it in on him.
I don't think we've actually talked to him since that incident anyway.
What is that?
I don't think we've actually talked to him since that incident.
No, we saw him at Liberation Day.
I didn't.
He was all drunk. Somebody
Ryan, or Mento talked to him.
Mento did, okay.
He was at Liberation Day?
He was drinking with a straw.
Yeah, he had a straw in his
hand. That's the heat kicking in, by the way, listeners. Not us about to get run over.
Oh, it looks like
Tuesday device.
We can talk about that when
we Yeah, I thought it was me for a second.
Are we there?
Traveling along.
What?
Where are you at?
We're just walking to that place.
Oh, you're just walking, talking. All right, you get to the what you guys remember as the old part where it would switch to the southern part of the town, and you guys still get used to what the whole town is, but nothing there. Walking through, just like a normal day, real nice and shiny over there.
There's no like force field.
Yeah, that little fade force field is no longer there. So
we're really good people. We got rid of that. We're cool.
You walk about a couple more feet. You're getting kind of close to the where you remember that murder was that started off that whole adventure. And you find a group of four Dark Knights talking to each other.
I recognize any of
them?
Dark Knights up!
You don't have knowledge local, do you?
No, sir, but I have knowledge. I lived here.
Hey, listen.
Give me a wisdom.
Don't put it off too hard. They're all idiots. Right?
14.
There was like two okay ones.
What? Just wisdom, Jack? What do you want exactly?
I'll tell you where Flint is. I never met any.
Or, Kenny, you can use any knowledge check.
Oh,
check
yeah. 20, yeah, I'm trained. 21.
You don't recognize three of them, but one of them... You recognize
Martin, you son of a bitch.
No. You recognize as a guy that you fought with before when you first came to town, and you kind of see him walking around. And you fought with him when that one ghoul attack that happened one night.
I think Kenny was even here for that.
Yeah, Kenny was, but Kenny would recognize him just from walking around town. He's like one of the regulars on patrol.
So I would recognize him with 15?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, it's.
How's it going?
That the guy I know his name.
His name is something.
Hey, something. What's up?
Napor.
Dark Knights.
An elf.
Hey, Napor. How's it going, buddy?
He turns around and looks at you guys, and you notice his armor is a lot more elaborate than the rest of those guys. So
hey, did you get promoted?
He He goes, yes,
yeah.
I'm actually,
oh, yeah.
I'm actually a captain now.
Awesome.
I high five him.
Where do you go, bro?
He high five.
Captain of what?
Or actually, he says he's a corporal.
Ooh, awesome.
What are the four?
This thing's taking off.
Hey, congrats, buddy. You deserve it. You really helped us with that water elemental that showed up.
Thank you, innkeepers.
You're welcome.
Are you headed in down to the old town?
Yeah, apparently there's some magic tree I destroyed. I don't know.
Well, if you're heading down this way, a little word of warning. We had a group of one of our bright bestest come in the other day with a magic item, and this area of town has got a little bit of a wild magic going on. As you'll notice, some parts of this area are going to fix themselves, guys. That's all right. And they're like,
We got something like that in our end.
Oh, well, maybe it's the same magic. I don't know. I've never heard of it.
We have a room. They cleaned everything.
Cleaned our rooms.
We're drunk all the time, Babbitt. Maybe you would notice.
He runs back in the end.
Saw that dumb goblin did all.
Really repairs damage, too.
Yes.
Pretty sure we just left that room pretty burnt and scorched.
Just careful if you're one of those waggly finger types.
No.
We're casting spells.
Oh.
You're a captain?
Huh?
He's a corporal.
Waggly fingers and you're
a corporal. Habit.
This town is doomed.
Habit.
So what do you mean? What should you be careful of then?
We've had some of our more magically inclined Dark Knights casting spells and then we'll either...
Yeah, when he said Dark Knights, the people behind him, they go,
it's like Hodor.
Yeah. When they cast a spell, sometimes it'll be stronger than they think it'll be, or sometimes it'll be weaker than they think it'll be. Mm-hmm. And there was one time one of our recruits cast a spell and it had a complete opposite effect of what she wanted. She's talking to the car right now, I think.
What was she casting?
What?
What was she casting?
She was just trying to do a simple unseen servant spell, I believe, but it's...
It was a seen servant?
Oh my god, the horror!
Well...
You don't want to see what they're going to look like.
Let's just say something popped up, and I've never seen anything like it before, but...
I saw a big aberration thing that we killed.
I don't think it was like that. It was something I've never seen before.
Mm.
It was easily dispatched, but I don't know, it was blobby and you kind of
yeah.
Anyway,
it's a vomit elemental.
Hey, whatever happened to Martin? I asked.
Who?
Martin. Martin Lawrence.
The coward.
The coward Martin Lawrence.
You don't know who.
Kenny wrote a song about him.
Don't know who you're talking about.
Oh, right. You
those
be
sad.
Give me that old sense motive.
Okay.
You're really gonna get
15.
Go down this path.
Line out of that.
All right, whatever, buddy.
Actually, I'm pretty sure I've saw him.
Have you?
He's one of the members of the Tigers.
Oh, no. He wasn't one of the Tigers.
Oh, no. So he was.
No, that, no.
That's somebody else. That's somebody else.
Oh.
Never mind.
I did not listen to that part.
Yeah. No, that was not.
No, he would have been a Wolverine or anything, but...
Yeah, he was a
turncoat
for Wolverine, so
they just must not talk about it.
Yeah, nobody. I'm pretty sure they murdered him horribly, and they're not allowed to talk about it.
Oh, one final thing. There has been something killing folks in this area now.
Oh,
again.
No, we've been busy.
I know it hasn't been you guys, because you guys have been sleeping.
Yeah.
We haven't seen Hyde or Harry in a week, but, you guys got a bit. I guess I can show you what it looks like more than explain it to you.
Do we have a minute?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, yeah. But then we have to go reconcile Tavin and God.
Oh.
But I guess we have a minute.
Alright. Oh, who's your God?
Shut up.
Who?
Oh, wait. So another question I'm going to ask
you. All the dark knights are left.
What the fuck? You? Oh, my God. It's a pun, you idiots. It's not that funny.
It's an... Is it?
I find it humorous.
Oh! I pass you something.
Yeah.
I need to go evil so I can take that curse spell and start touching people.
So are you guys following them? I guess
I think
yeah.
Some pictures.
Yeah, I guess so. Just follow them for a little while. For a little while.
They go to the asylum, actually, where the car is. And you kind of walk, and they, and when you get there, I mean, you see, there's like a bunch of,
not doing it.
Who's the button on the right?
Yes, take it.
Oh.
I didn't notice.
Camera corner.
I don't know how you work your phone.
You see, you see a bunch of like brooms and stuff moving around on their own accord. It's just like there's a bunch of cleaning going on. And
it's fixing itself.
It, like, well, you would say it was fixing itself. You would recognize it without really even doing a spell check that someone's got unseen service going on around here.
If you'd like to see. Or if you'd like to know, like there should be an asterisk.
You know, right above
check it. Out the Easter special episode if you'd like to know what this is.
Yeah. We should go to Easter episode. It's only 5 hours long.
But there's an orc Jesus.
There it is.
Zombie orc Jesus.
He'll save you
from
yourself.
He only saves those to help themselves. Orc Jesus.
He's a Wolverine.
Right, so what are we're doing? We're going to
so you get in there, and it looks like it's just getting cleaned up by these unseen servants. Nice.
That was a perception check.
And you get to that main hall of it, and there's a big hole in the ground.
24 perception.
And you see the cars just like sitting. You see this is basically the same things.
Okay.
You notice that spot where you smash the. Crazy person's head, and you try to subdue, and you see one of the unseen servants like really scrubbing hard at that.
Wait, I can see the unseen servant?
Well, you see the scrub.
Oh, okay, definitely.
And you see the car kind of looking at the whole lot.
Takar, why the hell did you move here?
Oh, hey, innkeepers. Why did I move here? This used to be an academy that I taught at way long before the war, and I'm not exactly getting younger, and I'd like my legacy to bring back some sort of education to this.
You're trying. Oh, I have some kids I need
should
to
we,
learn.
Yeah,
some
should we call you Professor Drakkar now?
Let's wait a little bit before I do that. Well, we need to get this hole fixed first.
Or we should probably learn something from him first.
You can fix a hole?
No, but I have some children that need some good old learning.
Okay, well, I need some teachers to teach first, and I need rooms first that aren't destroyed and full of dragon worshippers, even though I haven't seen any. I don't know.
What happened to the mental patient?
That's what I saw.
That's
what you said?
A lot of them look like they were eaten by that thingy beat.
Yeah, that thing was crazy.
Sounds like it.
Look at this cool sword I have that I killed it with.
Yeah,
well,
I heard
you're going to
sell that to Tan.
Yeah.
We're not going to
Tan. But he's a little short on cash.
That's awful.
You can't see it, but you have a feeling that behind his mask he's rolling his eyes.
Anywho, what are you guys doing here? What are you guys
can see my
doing?
Eyes rolling here.
You're a little short, too.
A little bit. Anywho, what do you guys think you wanted to help?
The Dark Knights brought us here to show us something.
They get stabbed in the show.
Corporal guy.
Something about people dying and magic affected in this area.
Oh,
and you would move in?
Well, you're here just in time because I'm about to fix this patient. He'll lead you like down some halls, and he'll go to this area, and you hear like this screeching coming out from behind the door. And he'll open the door, he goes, this might be a little hard to look at. Just to warn you guys.
So you stay out.
Who's going in?
I'll go in.
Okay.
We've seen a lot of shit at this point.
Send Shivers in.
So,
Shivers, you ain't here.
You walk in and you
this
see...
This isn't for young Shivers' eyes.
You see somebody, you see something
Shivers.
In like a humanoid form laying on this cot, like strapped down, like like this way and long ways and all kinds of ways. And you kind of think it's weird because there's like a giant spike sticking right above it, like right above its head, where you think its head is. And when you actually get down and look at the thing, well, you don't get down, but when you actually get a look at it, you can see that the person's flesh is like folding in upon itself. And you can see like eyes pop out, then mouths, and then like little weird tentacle things will pop up, and then it'll turn back into like a normal human. And then you hear Nafer say, just end it for him. He wouldn't want this. And then Dakar's like, what we're doing. And you hear him just like hit this button and that spike comes down. The thing kind of like convulses a little bit and it kind of melts out. And Dakar goes, that's the fourth one since you guys freed this area.
So does somebody get a disease in Dakar? What's going on? Is this somebody?
Well,
did you know this person?
Nafer would say this was one of our Dark Knight recruits.
What was his name? Is her name?
What was her name?
Is
her his name? Jason.
Huh. I'm sorry, Jason.
No.
So we get back to life and hopefully the adventure happens in a week.
This is fucked up.
Yeah. I'm not liking
this. See, Dark Knights? See? This is what you get when
you do it. If I could detect magic, I totally would right now.
Okay, well.
Why would I detect magic?
He goes,
Is this magical?
The car goes, I can't study these things because I can't get near them. They'll start lashing out at me. I can't get anywhere near them.
Do they attack people? Like,
they attack anything. They attack their friends.
Do this thing... Okay.
The only way I was able to help them at all is I had a wand of transformation and I was able to hold her in this form. For him in this form, but as soon as the spell wore off, he went right back into this.
What did this person bite anybody else or hurt anyone before?
He did lash out. None of those people that he hit has shown the same effect.
Okay, I'm sure it's fine then.
Okay. That's what I thought. That's why I decided to fix this place more and try to figure this out.
So this happened right after we. Liberated air.
Very closely.
And we
after
didn't see
it.
Anything like this when we were.
So they didn't.
We saw an aberration, and he found a tentacle cloak.
So they didn't. They didn't touch anything, though. They just all of a sudden they changed.
Basically, he doesn't know. They would just come out. People would be like, this is happening to him. I don't know what it is.
We're still on a mission. Let's finish up our mission and come back.
Nafer will be. I appreciate you guys just coming to look.
We'll come and help you again when we get.
Just be careful wherever you're going.
Thank you for showing us about that.
I hold out the horn that I took off the scroll from the base of this place and say, does this have anything to do with it?
The car will look at it. He'll check on it.
He's also a weird hoarder.
I don't know if you do that. That's some guy's deformed head.
Oh.
That's weird.
Do you want it?
No, I do not.
This guy's weird. The car will.
I'll do a sleight of hand and put it in his pocket.
Okay, try it.
Cool. That's not gonna work. It's a six.
He goes, sir, I said I did not want it.
Oh,
sir.
I'm sorry. I'll try to do it to Nick for it. It's the exact same thing.
I don't want it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm really pushing it up, people.
You can give it to me.
It's a seven. Slightly.
So, I would think it's the same thing.
What's it?
My perception?
Yeah.
It's a seven?
Seven.
I have to beat a seven?
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to brag. I think that might happen. Yeah.
All right, I just throw it in the corner.
Quit being weird.
Oh, thanks. I need more stuff to clean up.
Also, quit just picking up everything you find on the ground.
Okay, I pick up the
rock. How much would it cost to get your parents here?
You start picking
up. So you need some disciplinary action.
You want to be my disciplined daddy?
Oh. It's all getting dark.
We'll put a spike through your head.
We are at now.
You're all about loopy after Liberation Day. All right, let's...
Well, I'm not feeling so high.
I'm sorry.
I'll pick up the horn.
Well, I think this is a good spot to stop it for this episode.
All right.
You guys got some more clues. Everyone else, we'll find out next time what happens.
All right.
Bye.
See you guys.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresandpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.